The Painless Living Show with host and pain treatment expert, Dr. Michael Cassero, and co-host, John Ashton. If you or someone you love suffers from chronic pain, get answers here. Call now, 888-440-4442. That's 888-440-4442. Or visit online, painlesslivingshow.com.
And a good morning on this glorious semi-spring day.
Almost. Well, I'd say it's good enough. I mean, this is mid-March, and it is in the 50s out there, or close to 50.
Okay. You got me convinced. Happy spring, good morning.
The sun's shining.
That is always a plus. I'm John Ashton, co-host. He is Dr. Michael Cassero.
Yeah, I'm not the meteorologist.
He's right more often than meteorologists have ever been.
So. Oh, in my business, if I had the track record that meteorologists have...
You'd be out of business. Yeah.
Worse than out of business.
Yeah, you'd become a meteorologist for a living. Pain is the topic. I guess we could probably deal the pain with overindulgence in St. Patrick's Day yesterday, if that is a concern of yours. But whiplash... Or is it whiplash?
Depends on how much St. Pattying you did.
Yes. I dreamed I played St. Patrick's Day music in my Erin Go Bra. Yay. Only a few of us will even get that illusion, won't we? Whiplash is the topic on this side of the radio at 888-440-4442. But any pain situation you may be experiencing at the moment, that is a fair game and open conversation with Dr. Cassero at 888-440-4442. So, whiplash.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways you can get a whiplash.
You know, that's something we probably need to explore, because most of us think whiplash is only what happens when you get rear-ended in a traffic accident.
Yeah, and then you're stuck at home watching all those commercials on TV with all the ambulance chasers.
Yeah.
Well, these days, that's probably one of the most common ways to get a whiplash is in an automobile accident. Mm-hmm. But you can get whiplash. There's lots of creative ways. Another real fertile territory for whiplash injuries is sports.
Okay.
It can be organized sports. It can be unorganized or disorganized sports, whatever. It can even be, you know, stuff that you don't normally think of as sporting events, but just maybe self. You're out running or jogging or something, mm-hmm. and you trip and fall, and you can get a whiplash injury that way.
So it's not necessarily having to come from behind you, the impact or the injury or the force or whatever.
No, the guy in both cars, the people in each car can get the whiplash. It can be from behind or from the front, either way. But even when you're talking about automobile accidents, probably the worst whiplash is when you get hit from the side.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, why
because your
is
neck
that?
Is made to bend backwards and forwards a whole lot better than it is made to bend side to side.
That makes perfect sense when you start to think about it. So, bottom line is it's an injury to your neck in some way, shape, or form.
That's right, okay. Yes.
All right.
And that's even when it's not in a car wreck. I see whiplash injuries, people playing things like handball or racquetball where they run their shoulder into a wall, and they can get a sideways whiplash that way. Any kind of trip and fall.
Because momentum keeps, your head keeps wanting to move because of momentum when you get into those situations.
It does. Now, here's the thing that puzzles me.
Okay.
We see a fair amount of injuries that probably come from football. Mm-hmm. Okay, football, they're wearing a helmet, they've got all this protection on. Rarely see a rugby player with a neck injury.
Really?
Now, why is that? They've got no protection, and they play rough.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you why.
Maybe
I have seen one person in my practice here that was a rugby player in his youth.
Hmm.
And now... has some neck problems, but most of the time I never see the rugby players, and they're around.
Well, maybe it's just because they're too macho to complain.
That could be it.
Yeah.
You think maybe just the sissies wear the helmets?
Yeah, yeah, that must be it. I noticed that on occasion when you find yourself falling with enough anticipation or enough time to anticipate, you have a tendency to tighten up. And is that tightening up, like fighting the momentum, is that going to exacerbate the injury or cause the injury? Or
That's a good question. It'll probably protect against some components of the injury, but okay. It'll predispose you to other components. And I imagine it's probably a break-even
okay.
proposition there.
Kind of a 6-1, half dozen of the other thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because that's something that in time, the time passing results of a high shot or a high dose of adrenaline. Because when you're in a situation like that, when you're playing a football or a rugby or something, and you're in a situation where you know you can possibly get hurt, time slows down. You actually find the time to react
oh, yeah.
properly. And it's one of nature's little quirks, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, we see the same thing even off the sporting field. You're dropping you're sitting at the table. And you drop something and it's getting ready to fall off the edge. And without even thinking, you instinctively reach out and catch it.
Yeah.
If you had to stop and think about that, it would already be on the floor.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Your reaction times speed up and it's quite, quite remarkable how that happens. But what, and again, I'm sure that whiplash is one of those injuries that it doesn't have to be totally severe when it happens in order to hurt later on in life.
Well, that's probably the biggest thing about the whiplash injuries. Almost everybody recovers in the acute phase. Mm-hmm. Within about 2 weeks, they're back to normal activity. They feel pretty much normal. There might be some residual aches, but very little. I mean, when you look at the grand scheme of things, very little downtime or real loss at the time of the injury.
Right.
It all comes later. Sometimes sooner than others, but yeah. Down 10, 20, 30 years down the line, that's when the whiplash injury reminds you of those events in your youth mm-hmm. that were so memorable.
Hey, remember when this happened and it felt just like this? Ooh, yeah. What kind of physical manifestations does whiplash take on in your body?
You mean when it first happens?
No, when it recurs.
Later.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is you have to realize that injury is still healing. Everything is. I mean, if you cut yourself and form a scar, for the rest of your life, that scar is continually reforming and maintaining itself.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's what's happening on the inside also. And it's actually the result of that ongoing healing process. That is what forms the arthritis that ends up causing the problems down the line. And when I use the term arthritis, that includes things like brittle ligaments, bone spurs,
mm-hmm.
decreased cartilage, the smoothness of the cartilage is decreased. All these things kind of fit into that general grab bag term of arthritis.
Meaning basically there was an injury here, it's under repair.
And it's the repair
right.
that's actually causing things to where you can't move your neck as far anymore
mm-hmm.
or where it hurts, where you've got a bone spur that's pushing on something sensitive like your nerve root. Yeah. All that is the result of the healing.
Because there are very low tolerances inside that body. And any additional little stuff.
Yeah, it's precision machinery.
It definitely is. Definitely is. And we're going to talk more about it, too, coming up in a little bit. 888-440-4442. That is the phone number. PainlessLivingShow.com. That is the website. You can go there if you're kind of shy, don't want to actually air your dirty laundry, as it were, in public. You can always go to PainlessLivingShow.com and click on the contact button and ask whatever question comes to mind of Dr. Cassaro and get an answer. But right now, it makes for a much better radio show if you call us at 888-440-4442.
We'll be right back. To learn more about the topics or products mentioned on the program, visit our website, painlessslivingradio.com.
Give us a holler, 888-440-4442. It is a phone number from anywhere in the country. If you have a pain situation you would like to discuss directly with Dr. Cassaro, or again, painlessslivingshow.com, just click on the contact button, fill out an email form if you'd rather ask your question that way, as did this listener, saying, "Doctor, my daughter hurt her neck in gymnastics. She was 15 at the time. She was flipping off of the parallel bars and landed on her head. She saw a chiropractor for about a month, but was back in gymnastics in less time than that. She's 31 now and has terrible pain from her shoulder blade to her fingers. The chiropractor, same one, said the pain is from the same injury. Now, I'm concerned that I should have gotten better treatment for her when the injury happened. I want her to go see a spine doctor, but she refuses. If she gets surgery now, won't that fix this once and for all? Why should we wait? Can it get worse in the future if she sticks with the chiropractor now?" Good questions all.
Good questions all, but first, a little bit of advice. Before the questions, this lady is 31 years old.
Yeah.
I think she's an adult now. That qualifies in most states. Okay.
Yeah.
And although mom is...
Always mom. Yeah.
Mom needs to...
Back off.
Back off a little bit, yes. Give some space to her adult daughter.
Yeah.
But anyway, the issue about...
That being said,
the next thing... Oh, and not to mention sending the email on behalf of her daughter. So, I mean, there's a lot that I'm... Maybe I'm reading too much into this.
If this sounds like you... Please don't be upset. Just play along.
But the first thing that I want to address is she said that she's concerned that if she'd gotten better treatment for her daughter at the time, things might not be this way now.
Right.
And, of course, nobody can say what it would have been like. Mm-hmm. There was a famous football coach somewhere that said, ifs and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all be happy for Christmas. But it's not that way. You right. can go the rest of your life playing what if, and it just never, it's non-productive.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if her injury was that minor, and I don't want to twist the mother's words against her, but if it was that minor that she was back in gymnastics within a few weeks,
mm-hmm.
then that was probably the best treatment for her. Just something to get her over that acute inflammation.
Right.
Get things back where she was flexible, make sure she didn't stiffen up, and let her body do the healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that accomplished. So that was probably the best treatment. You can over-treat somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what other treatments might have been proposed at the time, but there is no treatment that is risk-free.
And it's also been 16 years in between. So,
yeah.
You know, somebody did something right.
Exactly. So I want to put that concern to rest.
Right.
Got something in my throat. Anyway, so the question now is whether to go see a spine doctor or not, or spine surgeon. And I guess the best person to ask about that, other than the daughter, would be the chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask him straight up, is this the kind of thing that you can help me get through?
Right.
Or do I need to go seek some other treatment? And believe me, there are a lot of gradations between this chiropractor and the spine surgeon.
Right.
And I know that because that's where I fit. It's kind of between the two. The results are always better beforehand than if I see them after they've had surgery, if that turns out not to have been the best treatment for them.
Right.
So without a physical examination and a little more information than what's in this email, I can't really draw the conclusion about what she should do now. But the chiropractor is a good place to start. I do want to say something about, and I'm going to pick it up here and read it so I can quote it. It said, if she gets surgery now, won't that fix this once and for all? Once again, we don't know. Nobody can predict the future. If we could, then surgeons would only operate on people that had great results.
That's right.
She could get worse in the future, staying with the chiropractor, going with the spine surgeon, getting something else. Nobody knows what the future holds. There could be another injury in her future. Mm-hmm. The point is that she needs to get appropriate treatment for what she has now, and then age as gracefully as possible. And she has a lot of input on that. The better care she takes of herself mm-hmm. now as a young woman, and 31 is still a very young woman,
right?
The better condition she'll be in when she's 71 or 81. And that's what's going to be the biggest determinant of how much trouble she has right. from this in the future.
On that note, taking the, from what I understand in low these many months of talking to you, the end of, excuse me.
You've got what I've got.
Yeah. The inevitability, or at least the inevitable potential of some problems down the road from an injury today. All right. I mean, it probably would not have been a leap for someone to say, you fell off the parallel bars, you hit your head, you hurt yourself. There will be internal repairs going on for a while, and those internal repairs could lead to some problems down the road. The arthritis or whatever.
Sure.
What can we do from the point of injury on to diminish the effects of the potential effects, I guess, of pain resulting from that injury when we get older?
Well, when you're talking to young athletes like this,
yes.
stay active. Stay as athletically active as possible. Maybe not at the same high level.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to stay physically active because that's function is easier to maintain than it is to restore.
Okay.
And functional loss can come both as a result of the injury and from just not using things. And as you lose function, all of these consequences that we were talking about, the right. arthritis, everything gets worse.
Right.
So staying active, that would be the first bit of advice.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, don't cheat sleep. Get plenty of sleep all the time. And that's tough when you're talking about young people in general because they feel like they're missing out on things.
There's too many other cool things to do.
Yeah.
That's right.
But your body takes care of itself when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
And if you're cheating sleep, one of the things they find is that, yeah, you can substitute an extra cup of coffee for the lost sleep today and tomorrow, and there seems to be very little consequence. But over time, what happens is you have a metabolism that promotes inflammation more easily.
Okay.
And that leads to deterioration, worsening arthritis, bigger bone spurs, things like that. So that'd be number two, is don't cheat sleep. And then, of course, feed your body well. Nourish your body. There's a difference between nourishing your body and filling your belly.
Yes.
And too often that distinction is lost.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no magic pill. There's nothing that you can take now that, I mean, it's natural and common sense rather than start popping pills or...
Well, I'm going to agree with that, but I'm also going to take the flippant answer and say, no, there probably is a magic pill, and it's called glucosamine.
Really?
For arthritis. It's probably one of the best things there is. And I think we talked about glucosamine on our arthritis show just mm-hmm. a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the most researched nutritional supplement that there is. And the follow-up times are phenomenal, 25 and 30 years follow-up times on people taking glucosamine. And there seems to be very little controversy over how well people that take glucosamine do in the long term compared to people taking almost anything else.
Wow.
So if you've got these injuries from youth,
mm-hmm.
especially involving
who
doesn't, especially involving joints,
mm-hmm.
joint injuries, and your neck has a whole bunch of joints in it.
Yeah,
glucosamine ends up being a really good thing to take.
All right. So there is a magic pill. I like that. I like that. When you say about replacing sleep when you're younger with, you know, caffeine and stuff like that, that leads to some problems down the road. Now, do they blame that eventually on the overabundance of caffeine that you've ingested over your lifespan?
Never.
Okay.
No.
Just wanted to make sure they chalk it up to the appropriate problem there. Okay, so you would say to this woman, first off, your daughter's a big girl. Let her take care of it herself. And say to the daughter, hey, if it hurts, if you think you need something, explore.
That's right.
To
ask
a
questions.
Greater degree, because it could hurt. And that's what we're here for. You have some questions you want to explore? 888-440-4442. Be right back. Don't you move.
It's the Painless Living Show. To be part of the program, call now, 1-888-440-4442.
Or check it out at painlesslivingshow.com. Whiplash, the topic on this side of the radio. Again, any pain situation you may be facing at the moment, you can call and talk to the doctor about it at 888-440-4442. Now, the symptoms of whiplash can go anything from what you'd assume would be a neck pain to ringing in the ears, or even nausea, arm pain, shoulder pain, headaches. I mean, again, it's one of those very hard to pin down. You just don't look at the symptom and go, oh, that's whiplash.
Yeah, you can even add in that biting, you know, grinding the teeth at mm-hmm. night when you're asleep. Stuff like that can be started from a whiplash injury.
Wow.
All kinds of seemingly far-reaching things mm-hmm. can come from what started out as a relatively minor injury to your neck.
So how does one discern the final, I guess, diagnosis of whiplash?
Well, a lot of times the person will come in and tell me I had a whiplash injury.
Well,
you know, that makes it easy. Most of the time they have no clue until we get x-rays and we look at the x-rays and mm-hmm. I tell them, you see this right here? This is the typical result of a whiplash-type injury. And then they might start thinking and trying to come up with things. And I always tell them, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to matter if you remember at this point what the specific injury was. You may not even remember because you didn't realize you were hurt at the time.
Right.
And if that's the case, there's nothing there to recall.
Yeah.
But
no,
some people, they beat themselves up and, you know, yeah. they try to, I guess, enter the first phase, which would be denial. Well, I've never had a whiplash injury. Well, you know, the x-ray says otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. And I would assume that also, just to make it more difficult for both doctor and patient in this type of a situation, that the physical symptoms can range from mildly irritating to debilitating.
Oh, yes, especially the late symptoms, like the email question we had,
yeah.
Severe pain going from the shoulder blade all the way down to the fingers. I could imagine if that's on your dominant arm,
yeah,
you couldn't write, you couldn't probably feed yourself would be a problem. You know, all kinds of problems you could have from that.
And it's also going back to the email question we addressed in the last segment. You know, 16 years after an injury, to actually have something that serious as far as pain goes, just the onset of that's got to be confusing, frightening, a whole myriad of emotions that a person would go through when faced with that type of thing. It's like, oh no, what's wrong with me?
Well, the initial feeling is that this is something that just came out of the blue.
Right.
Because the last thing in this woman's mind, I'm sure, was that gymnastics accident that she had as a teenager.
16 years earlier.
All she knows is that now all of a sudden at age 31, she's got all this tremendous pain mm-hmm. that's bad enough to bring her back to the chiropractor.
Right.
And then it's the chiropractor that told her it's probably from the same injury.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess, you know, you're talking about glucosamine being, you know, a good thing. Should you find yourself in a situation where you've suffered a whiplash injury, Should you start taking it then to try to ward off any really serious problems down the road, or do you have to wait until those more serious problems rear their ugly head before it starts to work or do anything?
Well, there's a lot of ways to answer that. The question...
We've got time.
The answer is the first alternative you gave. Sure, there's no reason to start taking it right away. In fact, there's probably no reason to start taking it even now if you don't have any problems and you haven't had an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us are going to age, and mm-hmm. it's a way to make those parts of your body that have cartilage age more gracefully. You know, eons ago, back in the days when food was relatively scarce
mm-hmm.
and when there was a fresh kill,
right.
everybody ate every edible part.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the muscle and throw the rest away or feed it to the dogs.
Right.
We ate those materials where they're getting the glucosamine from now, those same tissues, so that they used to be part of the human diet.
Ah.
And you would get those things to help maintain your own joints. But nowadays, we throw away everything except the muscle, for the mm-hmm. most part, and the glucosamine doesn't come from the muscle. So if you're going to get that back in your diet to help maintain your own joints, you have to take it as a nutritional supplement.
Makes sense.
Now, the other part of your question was, or do you have to wait until those ugly symptoms raise their head?
Mm-hmm.
And human nature is, yeah, you have to wait. Because until then, human nature is you're in denial about anything imperfect in your own body.
Right. Gotcha. All right. Shall we visit our favorite inversion table? Does an inversion table come in handy for this type of an injury?
Oh, wow. For whiplash, yeah, an inversion table would be real high on the list of things to do, especially if you know you've had a neck injury at some time in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need to wait for x-rays or for a chiropractor or doctor to tell you that there's arthritis there. Just start using an inversion table on a regular basis and take your neck through a range of motion while you're inverted. And that's one of the single most effective things you can do to keep that arthritis from getting to the point where it has, like this woman in the email question, mm-hmm. with the pain from her shoulder blade down to her fingers.
Right. Now, is when the pain gets to that point, is it then time for something more serious, or can things like the glucosamine and an inversion table and chiropractic therapy and other things like that help even at that point of pain, or is it too far gone in order to
well, all those things can still help.
Okay.
In fact, if this is the first flare-up that she's had since she was a teenager,
mm-hmm.
I'd say that the chiropractor is probably going to have her feeling pretty good again within just a few weeks.
Cool. Okay.
Because that's the way these things go. But, you know, if she keeps having episodes, mm-hmm. then there's probably more invasive things that can be done, or more effective things that can be done, and they get more invasive
right.
as you go work up the ladder. But injections work very well to help calm down this acute inflammation. The big question, though, is why? If this is the first flare-up in 16 years,
mm-hmm.
why? What happened now that made this day different from last month or
right.
last year? And if you start looking for question or answers to that question, a lot of times you'll find something else changing inside this woman, that if you treat that, then not only will it calm down this flare-up, but keep it from coming back or keep these flare-ups from being frequent.
Right. Yeah, not only using sleep, diet, some dietary supplements like glucosamine and things like that to head off any problems, but something as simple as, and my grandmother used to do this on a regular basis, and I'm sure a lot of us remember our parents or grandparents or older folks in our family doing this down the road, is Epsom salts.
Sure.
Everybody that I knew had Epsom salts in the house, and they'd soak in it on a semi-regular basis. It's, who knew? It was
the only thing I can figure is that insurance doesn't cover it.
Yeah, the $4 for a 20-pound bag or whatever it is? Yeah.
because Epsom salts is as close as you're going to get to a miracle drug on this planet anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really phenomenal stuff. It's a muscle relaxant. It's analgesic. It's anti-inflammatory. It's an antibiotic.
Really?
Yeah, it's an antibiotic. Treat infections with it. No bacteria has ever developed resistance to it.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of really good things from Epsom salts. Not only that, but for a lot of people with heart trouble, it can help regulate your heart rate better than any kind of prescription medicine.
You'd think the price would be higher.
I don't know. Maybe the price needs to be lower. Maybe the $4 for the 10-pound bag is out of the budget for too many people.
No, it's probably one of those, if it's so cheap, it can't be all that great. That's got to be what it is. You get what you pay for, you know.
Well, there's nobody advertising Epsom salts on television. I think that's the main thing right there.
Okay, so let's corner the market, start advertising.
Hey, you know. I didn't think about that.
And again, dietary, eat from the outside of the store. You've got me doing that now. It's so obnoxious. You know, my wife's like, let's go down out. No, we don't need to. No, we'll stay where we're at. And it does necessitate a lot more cooking, which is a topic wants to take up with you at a later date.
Yeah, well, what you need to do is learn how to open a bottle of wine when you...
Get out the
skillet, and then cooking becomes a whole different experience.
And there you go. At what point, I know that the woman with the email alluded to this and asked the question, but at what point is surgery or other invasive techniques necessary with a whiplash injury?
Well, let's put it this way. There's a black and white. There's, let's say, a black area where clearly surgery is not necessary.
Okay.
And then white, there's a... area where clearly surgery is indicated. And then there's this huge gray area in between.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as when surgery is clearly indicated, when you have nerve compression, whether it's a nerve root, a peripheral nerve, your spinal cord, whatever, where there's compression on it and you're at risk for losing function,
okay,
I think it becomes necessary to have surgery before you lose the ability to lose that, to use your arm or your leg. Because decompressing it after you've lost function, it may not come back.
888-440-4442. That is the phone number. More questions can be entertained. We have another few moments together yet this morning, so give the doctor a call. 888-440-4442. Be right back.
It's like an office visit without the copay. The Painless Living Show.
Stop that. 888-440-4442 is the phone number. PainlessLivingShow.com is the website. If you would like to ask a question, you can get through on the phone right now. If you'd rather do it via email, you can do that on the website. Just hit the contact button and send your questions along to Dr. Cassaro and get them answered. Do you ever run into people who say, oh, it can't be whiplash. I've never had an injury to my neck.
Oh, I hear that all the time.
And
say, I couldn't have had a whiplash. I've never had a car wreck.
Yeah.
So what about high school sports? Well, I don't play sports.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay. So
you've never had... fell off your roller skates in junior high.
Yeah, running and playing, you know, maybe jumping out of a tree sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Just running and falling, you know, playground stuff, ordinary stuff can give a whiplash. Now, the thing that I'll kind of hedge that with... is to get the kind of whiplash that's going to cause problems in 20 or 30 years, you have to be more than about 13 or 14 years old at the time.
Okay.
Okay. Because it takes adult-type healing. If you're a 10-year-old and you get an injury, even a significant whiplash injury, you heal differently.
Okay.
And you don't get those long-term
consequences. All right. So then it has to be like high school and above.
Pretty much.
You don't have to regress all the way to your childhood. That is it. And I have one question that a friend of mine asked me to ask you. Is when you talk about injections for pain, what is it you're injecting?
It kind of depends on what kind of pain is being treated.
Okay.
a lot of the injections contain some form of synthetic cortisol or cortisone. And that's primarily for its anti-inflammatory properties. Mm-hmm. Frequently, there's a local anesthetic used. And a lot of times, the main reason for the local anesthetic is just so that you know that it got the right place. It made something numb in the place where your pain was. Mm-hmm. Then we know the medicine got there. Whatever else is in the injection can vary widely.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, different types of injections have no cortisone in them at all. I think a few weeks ago we talked about prolotherapy, where the primary thing you're injecting is dextrose, sugar.
Oh,
so
okay.
Different types of injection, depending upon the results you're looking for, you use different medications in the injection.
And prolotherapy is also one of the
sure
prescribed treatments for whiplash injuries.
Yep, these are custom, maybe that's the wrong word, precision treatments.
Okay.
So you use precision guidance in the needle to make sure that it gets in the right place. You use small amounts of medicine right there where they need to be active.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up getting a whole lot more medicine there that way than you could taking the same medicine by mouth.
Right.
That's right. The theory behind it. And they tend to be very effective at getting you through the acute symptoms. In the long run, though, it's still your body that does its own repair.
I was going to ask you, if the repair is the same, whether you take it orally or you use the injection method, is it just a time frame difference, or are there different levels of relief long term?
Well, I'll answer that by saying it's just a time frame difference. But let's say you've got something that is so painful that it's altering the way you do things, maybe the way you stand or walk,
right,
things like that.
Uh-huh.
So even though we're talking about a time frame difference where I can do injections that can get you back to full function within a few days versus you're going to take 6 months doing it on your own,
mm-hmm,
at the end of that six, or if we go out 3 or 4 years, the problems that are residual from the injury might be the same either way, but the effect of changing the way you walk for 6 months, the way you stand, sit, things like that,
can lead to other,
that could have another set of complications.
Yeah, yeah. So get it done.
The time frame difference does make a difference.
Right. And over-the-counter stuff, stuff people can do at home prior to seeing a chiropractor or you or a surgeon or anything like that. We've touched on a few of them. The
inversion table,
and the glucosamine and things like that. Anything else that?
Well, something very effective would be heat.
Okay.
Well, the rule of thumb is ice within the first 24 hours after the injury, but heat even 20, 30 years after an injury. If you're having a flare up, a heating pad or one of those heat generating devices that you can put on, those are really pretty effective. And then TENS units, which are the external stimulators.
You can get those over the counter now.
Well, they've always been available over the counter.
Yeah, but I mean, they're much more affordable now.
Yeah, price. Interesting thing is, as insurance quit covering, the price came down.
Who'd have thunk it? Yeah. Yeah, how about that, huh? And then you've got a couple of things on this list here that MSM and DMSO. You guys just use like initials to keep us all in the dark, right? So we don't know what that means.
It's effective too.
It works. You got it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, actually, it's to protect you.
Okay.
Because MSM,
mm-hmm,
methyl sulfonylmethionine.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Okay.
MSM
makes you appreciate MSM even more, doesn't it? Yeah, and what that does is that actually helps with getting some of those metabolic breakdown products that build up in muscles that make you muscle sore, like after you went out and ran a mile when you weren't in shape.
Yeah.
It helps to get those things out of the muscle.
Oh, okay.
So that it relieves some of that muscle aching, muscle soreness. And for some people, we've even talked about this on our fibromyalgia show, people that have those achy, sore muscles all the time,
mm-hmm,
the MSM can really help to get soreness out of the muscles.
Now, is that internally or externally taken?
Either way.
Okay.
It'll soak in if you put it in the same bathtub with the Epsom salts.
Mm-hmm.
It'll soak in just like the Epsom salts will. Or you can take it by mouth. Mm-hmm. And you can buy the MSM in capsules. Happens to be the most expensive way to buy MSM.
Well, of course.
But it's available.
It works.
And then the DMSO is really just an alternate form of MSM. Activity and everything is very much the same, except that you can rub it on your skin and it'll soak in through your skin without having to dissolve it in water first.
Right. Are there creams over the counter that actually work?
And most of them have DMSO.
Do they? Okay.
And that's how they work, is whatever the active ingredients are, the DMSO carries them through the skin as it goes through, and you get the internal benefit of the topical creams.
So bring your good glasses with you so you can read the fine print on the ingredients.
Yeah, with all the abbreviations.
Yeah, but at least now you know that DMSO is an abbreviation you understand, right?
That's dimethyl sulfoxide is DMSO.
Yeah, they're more apt to put DMSO just to save ink, I would think.
You would think.
All right. Can you get, like with the headaches and stuff like that could come from whiplash? What's the best way that you know of to look at the causes of and treatments for headaches? We've got 30 seconds. That should be enough time to answer that question.
That's plenty of time.
Yeah.
Well, other than a physical examination, the single most effective test for me is to get plain x-rays of the cervical spine with what's called flexion and extension views, where you have the person bend their head backward and forward in front of the x-ray camera when you take the pictures.
Okay.
Because the x-rays show those joints up and down both sides of your neck a lot better than an MRI. And the flexion and extension films show whether the bones move normally with respect to each other. When you get an MRI or even a CT scan, you're laying down still.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's moving.
Right.
It's only those flexion and extension views that show the movement. And that becomes real important as far as identifying where the headaches come from.
Uh-huh. And then the treatment
goes
from there once you discern where it is starting at.
Yeah, a lot of times it's not the place where the injury looks the worst on the x-ray, but it's one level up or down from where the injury looks worst, where there's instability causing the headaches.
And another thing I would suggest, and I'm sure the doctor will back me up, join a health club or the Y or someplace with a heated swimming pool if you're suffering from any of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah, they don't like it when you dump Epsom salts in their pool, but the heated swimming pool.
You need
itself,
a dump truck.
Yeah. But with the combination of the heat and then extra buoyancy or the less resistance or whatever it is.
Yeah, some pools are warmer than others. The typical heated pool is about 85 degrees, which is still a little on the cool side. But there are therapy pools that are very warm, usually 96 degrees or more.
Right.
And there are warm water pools that are 92 degrees. And those are much better as far as the penetrating heat helping with the pain as well.
Right. And they feel good.
Oh, yeah.
They do feel good. All right. So that kind of wraps up our time together this morning. Hopefully, if whiplash is your problem, you have been told, or at least you know some of the things you can do now.
Well, this is March Madness, and you can get a whiplash watching the ball go back and forth one end of the court to the other.
We're changing channels too quickly. PainlessLivingShow.com, website to go to. The doctor also tweets on a regular basis some very interesting and educational things, and you can follow the doctor at
Painless Living.
Okay.
On Twitter.
And then on Facebook, the Facebook page is
Painless Living Radio Show.
And that aforementioned radio show happens right here every Saturday at 11 o'clock.
That's correct.
So I am co-host John Ashton.
And I'm your host, Dr. Michael Cassaro.
Both look forward to seeing you next week, this time, right here. Have a painless week.